Welcome to Backseat Producers. This is Lena, and this is Backseat Box Office, episode number 120, The Results Show. This is where I'll go over how the movies did over the weekend, and also go over everyone's movie-picking prowess, talk about the scores, and see how everybody did. First, I'll start off with how the movies did last weekend. Texas Chainsaw opened it first. In second came Django Unchained. In third, The Hobbit. Fourth, Les Miserables. Fifth, Parental Guidance. Sixth, Jack Reacher. And I'm going to drop down to 10th place for movie picking purposes. And that was The Promised Land. The way we play the game is pretty simple. Everyone tries to pick the top five movies of the weekend. That's Friday through Sunday. Everyone starts with 25 points. And for every place that your movie is off, you lose 1 point. If it's the first place movie and it's off, you lose 2 points per place. Nobody got a perfect score of 25, but Art came pretty damn close, and he has a voicemail, so let's listen to his picks.
Hey, this is Art calling in my picks. I think you guys are totally underestimating the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think that people go see those movies not for who's in them or who's directing them. I think people go just to see people get eviscerated. So I think that one's going to come up number one. I think The Hobbit and Django are going to flip just because The Hobbit has just been riding for a couple of weeks now and it's kind of started dropping. So I'm going to put Django in number two and The Hobbit in number three, Les Mis in number four, and Jack Reacher is also making a really, really slow fall. So I'm going to go with that number five. All right, we'll see how that goes.
Thanks, Art. He had numbers one through four correct, Texas Chainsaw, Django Unchained, The Hobbit, and Les Miserables. He had Jack Reacher at fifth, which was actually in sixth, so he only lost 1 point, which gave him a high score for the weekend of 24. Kugran is next. He had The Hobbit at number one. That came in at number three, so he lost 4 points off of that. Texas Chainsaw in second, Django in third. He lost a point off of each of those. He had Les Miserables in fourth and Parental Guidance in fifth, and both of those were correct, giving him 19 points. Next up is Nick, and he also sent us a voicemail.
Hi, this is Nick. This week I'm going to go with Django Unchained at number one, Hobbit at number two, Texas Chainsaw, number three, Parental Guidance number four, and Jack Reacher number five. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. He had Django Unchained in first, The Hobbit in second, Texas Chainsaw in third, Parental Guidance in fourth, and Jack Reacher in fifth, giving him a total of 18 points. Next up, we have Tad and another voicemail.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for the week for Backseat Box Office. Sorry about there's some traffic noise in the background. Anyway, it doesn't really matter, but I'm outside making this call. And I'm not going to do a whole lot of change this week. I don't think things are going to switch around too much. I'm going to go with The Hobbit at number one. Django at number two. I'm going to go with Les Mis at number three. I'm going to put Jack Reacher at number four, and this is where I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to put Texas Chainsaw 3D at number five. I hope I'm not too off with that one. So those are my picks. Good luck, everybody, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tad. He had The Hobbit in first instead of third. Django he had correct in second. Les Mis in third instead of fourth. Jack Reacher in fourth instead of sixth. And Texas Chainsaw in fifth instead of first, giving him 14 points. Next up, we had both Jeff and Father Beast with the same picks. They had Les Mis in first, and since that came in fourth, they both lost 6 points off of that one. The Hobbit in second and Django in third flip-flopped those, lost a point each. Texas Chainsaw in third and Parental Guidance correct in fifth, giving them 14 points. Next up is Lena. She had Django Unchained in first, losing 2 points. The Hobbit in second. Les Miserables in third, each losing a point off of that. Texas Chainsaw in fourth. And Promised Land in fifth. And since that came in at number 10, that was 5 points for that pick, giving her 13 points. Next up is Scott. He had The Hobbit in first, Les Mis at second, Django in third, Jack Reacher in fourth, and The Promised Land in fifth, giving him 11 points. Next up is Menelie. She had Les Mis in first. That was a 6-point loss there. The Hobbit in second, Django Unchained in third, flip-flopping those two. The Promised Land in fourth, giving that also a 6-point loss. And Parental Guidance correct in fifth place, giving her 11 points. And rounding up our happy little group is Mrs. Beast. She had The Hobbit in first place, Django correct in second place, Les Mis in third, The Promised Land in fourth, and Texas Chainsaw in fifth place, giving her a total of 10 points. And now we will go on to the leaderboard. BD remains in first place with 22.9 points. Next is Kugron with 21.9 points. Art is in third with 21.4 points. Jeff is in fourth with 19.6 points. Uriah in fifth with... Jeff was 19.6 points. Uriah is 19.5 points. Father Beast is in 6th with 18.7 points. Nick is in 7th with 18.5 points. Tad and Lena are both tied for 8th with 18.3 points. Scott is in 10th with 17.7 points. William is in 11th with 17.2 points. Mrs. Beast in 12th with 16.7 points. And Menelie is in 13th place with 14.75 points. And coming out this weekend, we have two new movies, kind of three movies. One is just going from very limited to very wide release. Gangster Squad, A Haunted House, and Zero Dark Thirty are the new movies coming out this weekend. So if you guys, anyone wants to play, you can make a comment on this page. You can also send us a voicemail at 618-207-4794. You can also use the Call Me icon on the Backseat Producers page, and Google will connect you for free. So that's about it for this episode. Everyone have a good weekend. Enjoy your movies and happy movie picking. Bye.